Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, we hit on it briefly, but on Monday Night Football last night, it was the Battle of the Lone Star State, where the Houston Texans smacked around the Dallas Cowboys while pieces of the stadium were falling down onto fans. That place is the team has already fallen apart. We put them in our bottom tier today on Tier Tuesday. But the Cowboys are an absolute, joke right now.
Their last 2 weeks inside that stadium, the sun got in CeeDee Lamb's eyes.
Yes.
Because Jerry Jones designed the stadium a specific way wanted to see the sun shining in. And so it got in his players' eyes. And then last night, pieces of the stadium were falling. Luckily, it didn't injure anybody, but easily could have.
No.
That's the Cowboys.
They're bad.
Summarized over the last, eight, nine, 10 days.
They're
not good.
Here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
More likely landing spot for Bill Belichick, the Cowboys, who still have Mike McCarthy, or the Jaguars, who still have Doug Peterson?
Definitely Jaguars.
Okay.
You know, like, I know we take these Diana Rossini reports with a grain of salt, but
yes, we do.
She said Bill could work with Trent Baalke. They've worked together before. Even so, they could blow out Trent Baalke for all I know. That's the kind of organization that would give him power. Jerry Jones is not going to give him power, and more importantly, I don't think Jerry Jones is going to pay him.
Grab bag.
Paul Skeens, the phenom for the Pittsburgh Pirates, took home the National League Rookie of the Year. Luis Gil, starting pitcher for the New York Yankees, took home the American League Rookie of the Year.
They were both kind of a runaway. It was billed as a very competitive National League Rookie of the Year race.
It was a great class.
Like, Jackson Merrill, I don't even know. How do you even say the Brewers kid?
Chirios?
Whatever. The outfielder? I don't even know how to say the name, to be honest. But
Merrill was
an
all-star.
Yeah, it was billed as a very tight race. Right. I think he got 23 out of the 30 votes. I mean, he's a Cy Young finalist, for God's sake.
Yeah, he started the all-star game.
I mean, that's awesome, Bob. That was the right move by baseball for him to start the all-star
game. No, it was. He's nasty.
Nasty.
He just throws gas. And then you see he was at the Steelers game with he and Livy Dunn, and the Steelers were making a big deal out of that.
I did not see that, but
you don't have Livy Dunn updates on your phone?
Yeah, he was. But no, I didn't see that, no.
All right, well, he was.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, you're probably wondering, what were the best NBA performances from last night? Well, I'm glad you asked. It was Jimmy Butler putting up 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists in the Heat win over the Sixers.
Sixers are 2-11.
It was Brooke Lopez with 27 points, 10 rebounds in the Milwaukee Bucks win over the Rockets.
Uh-huh.
And it was RJ Barrett with 39 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists in the Toronto Raptors win over the Pacers. Those are the performances of the night.
If I have to choose from the put me down for RJ Barrett, that was kind of a monster performance. Put me down for that would be my pick.
Uh-huh. All right.
Suppose Nancy sees me coming out of the shower and decides to come on to me. I'm looking good. I've got a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my
grab bag.
Austin Matthews, Jones, the Toronto Maple Leafs star. He of the most goals scored, I think, three of the last 4 years. He is currently in Germany getting treatment for an upper body injury. Oh, how do you think that's going?
He's going with the Christian McCaffrey is what
he's
doing.
He is going with the McCaffrey is what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, you never like that.
I don't think if United States medical science can't get it done, I don't know if your injury is going great.
Well, there's a much, is it a lower or a thresher, or a higher threshold rather for some of what you can be prescribed overseas versus here. I think that's typically the loophole. I was going to say, I don't know if you were getting to this in grab bag. I was trying to scroll ahead. Ovechkin also hurt. He's getting awfully close to the Gretzky goal scoring record.
I know, which is wild.
He's like 25, 26 away, something like that. He had two more goals last night. He got hurt, so he's now week to week. But yeah, that's unfortunate because that seems like it's reality. That seems like it's really going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, injury aside.
All right.
Fire! Wind! Water! Heart!
By your powers combined, I am Captain
Grab Bag.
Captain.
This is a great story.
Bag.
So this is a great story from the Philadelphia 76ers, who have gotten off to a slower start than they would like.
I'd say.
Apparently they had a team meeting, and Tyrese Maxey, who's probably their best player.
Arguably.
Like their most consistent player anyway.
Well, he's the only one who plays every night on that team, yeah.
So not only that, but he called out Joel Embiid, apparently, in the meeting and challenged him to, ready for this? Be on time to stuff. Apparently, Joel Embiid just like never on time for stuff.
So that's on brand. Is what I would say. A guy who's like, I don't even play back-to-backs anymore. He's never been in shape from the second he walked into the ridiculously talented, like absurdly talented. He's a lock from the elbow on jump shots. But he's out of shape. He's been poorly conditioned and, not necessarily the most competitive. And on top of that, he can't even play every single night. He's being challenged to just show up on time to stuff.
Just show up, please.
We call that the Javon Baker is what we call that.
That's right.
Yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
I'll tell you what. I there's something I don't like about that one the more I listen to it.
I kind of love it. What's
around 1:30... The takes get hot. I feel like it's.
You think they're hot all day.
Well, the implication is that it's taken 3.5 hours for the takes to heat up.
They're warming. It's like when you preset the oven.
Yeah.
It's like it's warm, but it's not what you want. It's not
20 when you go to pizza to go.
Crock pots on low.
Yeah. I just simmering? We're at like a slow boil.
You can't be hot for 4 hours. I think people would be like, this is too much.
Yeah, but is 1:30 too late to get the takes real nice and hot? You know, I'm quibbling.
That guy can redo it. Is that what you're saying?
Recut that spot. Yeah. Get some studio time, recut that spot.
And at 1:30, the takes are still hot?
At 1:30, the takes
are still hot.
Been hot all day.
They've been hot all day. It's a great show the whole time.
Yeah.
Tip to tail. It's a great show.
It's a little wordy, but I like that better.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Jets have fired their general manager, Joe Douglas. So Jets are making moves. Now, Bill's already taken himself out of that role, which is interesting because
we get a bunch of texts about that. It's like, oh, I guess Bill's going to the Jets. He's definitely not.
No, he's taken himself out of that, which is funny because one of the other reports that came out, I think it was Diana Rossini again.
Oh.
So, again, take this for whatever it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But that Bill wants to coach next year, but he also wants like as much power as he can be given. But most teams around the league are like, listen, nobody really is the coach GM anymore.
That's a place that could.
I don't think there's a single coach GM in the game today. The Jets might actually be able to offer you that, but he's already sort of insulted them so much that it won't be the Jets.
Bill couldn't help himself. Bill couldn't help himself, and he took that job. Right, that might have been a prime job for him. By the way, Joe Douglas, 5-plus years in New York, 30-64.
It's a terrible record. You see the stats that are going around that as a Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers has a worse winning percentage than both Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson.
I had not seen that.
It's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
It's believable, but I had not seen that.
People were like, Tom Brady went to the Bucks, won a Super Bowl.
Peyton Manning went to the Broncos,
won a Super Bowl. Stafford went to the Rams, won a Super Bowl. He's like, Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, makes them worse than they ever were. Makes them like the worst thing they've ever
had. I mean, they should not stop. I think we all agree. They should not stop with Sala and Joe Douglas. They should move forward with Rodgers.
You think
as well.
There's more? Yeah, probably.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I kind of traded your soul to the guy at the comic book store. But look, I got some cool...
Grab bag.
Elf.
Grab bag.
Remember Elf? He's back.
Grab bag.
Form.
Speaking of hot seats, Kevin Stefanski of the Browns not worried over the hot seat talk. A lot of hot seat talk in Cleveland about whether or not he'll be gone. He's worse without Alex Van Pelt. They probably should have kept Alex Van Pelt.
That's true. Van Pelt kind of holding the whole thing together is what was going on there. But, yeah.
Would Bill go back to Cleveland?
No. We've heard none of this, though, from Monty. Right? Monty, I haven't heard any I'm not worried from Monty. That's a scary line. From a head coach, when you go,
should be worried,
I am not worried about my job security. That's famous last words.
He should be.
Yeah.
He should be worried.
Yeah.
Now I'm standing. Y'all happy? We're all standing up now. Bunch of
grub bag.
Standing in a circle.
So, new Dork podcast out there right now, available for you. This Week in Hashtag Dork. It's on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. And then available now on YouTube. And then tonight on the podcast, Davey and I did our top 10 comic book TV shows.
Oh.
Quite a list. Sort of inspired by The Penguin, which
is what I was going to ask.
Yeah, that's why we did it.
Does that count?
Yes.
Did The Penguin have his own comic books, or is that just because it was Batman?
Well, both. I mean, he was in Batman. He has now since spawned his own comics. You can get like a Penguin comic. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
There's one written by Tom King, which is very good. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But just comic book characters in general fit the bill for this. But yeah, Penguin certainly counts.
Okay, that's tonight.
Yeah, find out if it's in the top 10.
Okay.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we are going with a right-handed pitcher. A starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. Let me double check. Yep, mm-hmm. Starter.
Starter.
Mostly a starter. Almost entirely a starter in his career. Right-hander.
Okay.
Played for the Marlins, Giants, Red Sox, Royals, Angels, Orioles.
Give those again.
Marlins, Giants, Red Sox, Royals, Angels, Orioles. We've already gone longer than yesterday with Billy got Steve Finley as soon as I opened my mouth.
And when you give the teams, that's the team he played primarily for, the most games, or that's chronological order?
No, I go most games to fewest games.
Got it. I was going to guess... Right hand.
Or most seasons to fewest. So, enough, two seasons with San Francisco, but the fewest games. But you get the point. The most with the Florida Marlins, the rest of it is pretty even.
Okay.
Including the Red Sox. Do you want the Red Sox year?
Yeah.
1999 with the Boston Red Sox. His major league career spanned from 1992 to 2001.
Okay.
And again, he was a right-handed pitcher.
92 to 01, 99 he was here. He's a righty. Primarily a starting pitcher, pretty much done in 99.
Never made an all-star appearance.
Okay. Who were the starters in 99, Billy? It was like, we've guessed some of these guys before. I mean, Pedro, obviously not him.
It's not Pedro.
I don't think it was Ramon. It was not Brett Saberhagen. Who else was pitching for that team? Who were other starters? They didn't have John Burkett yet. I guess John Burkett the other day. Who else were they? Who was pitching?
That's a good question.
Ooh, I like John Burkett.
I don't think it was John Burkett.
Nope.
It's John Wasen. John Wasen still getting starts?
Way back Wasen? No, it's not him. No, it's not him. Nope.
Okay.
Anybody on the text or chat room?
Mark.
Got it.
Mark Leiter. Lighter. I'm just thinking.
A lot of Brad Penny's coming. A lot of people with Brad Penny.
Brad Penny was much later. Yeah, Brad Penny was much later than that.
Mm-hmm.
It was not Levon Hernandez.
No, Levon Hernandez was great.
Also left
Let me give you something else here.
Yeah,
he was 70-91 in his career with a 4.68 earned run average.
Okay.
Not a big K per nine guy.
Okay.
What do you got?
All right. Anything Twitch else? Chat says Pat Rapp.
He got it.
Wow. Pat Rapp.
Pat Rapp.
Hang on. Did the text line get that as
I
well?
Don't think
no,
so.
There's a ton of Brad Pennies. You're right.
Mark Portugal's a good one.
Mark
Aaron
Portugal
Seeley
is a good
one.
Frank, the late Frank Castillo.
Well,
Aaron Seeley curveball would just fall off the table.
Oh, my
God. For sure it would.
That was insane, that curveball he had.
Okay. Good one. No, it's not Mark Trumbo. No, it's not Shoeless Joe. Okay. How about that? Pat Rapp. I don't remember Pat Rapp as a starter, really. I thought he was in the bullpen. But obviously, my memory doesn't serve.
All right, I think I have the scoop.
Do you?
You ready for the scoop?
Scoop away.
Ready for
the scoop? We've been on pins and needles. Wait, wow.
Pins and needles.
Back to back with the random baseball player. Holy smokes. What's the scoop today, Keith?
Jim Montgomery is out. Joe Sacco taking over.
Jim Montgomery fired by the Boston Bruins. Yep. Joe Sacco will be replacing him on the Bruins bench.
Boom.
According to hashtag ScoopsKeith.
Now, I don't know when they're officially going to announce it, but that is the news. I mean, they don't play until Thursday, so you got the rest of the day. My guess is tonight.
I swear to God, yesterday.
I said the same thing. After the game they lost last night, I was thinking it's going to be during Celtics-Cavs. It very well could be during Celtics-Cavs, but you remember where you heard it here first.
The undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers, the world champion Boston Celtics, they're going to tip shortly after 7 o'clock. If you had to guess, that's where you're going to get the official news, but according to hashtag ScoopsKeith, who's never wrong.
Nope.
Had Jim Montgomery on the hot seat just a couple of short weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now fired as head coach of the Boston Bruins. He will be replaced behind the Bruins bench by Joe Sacco. As you said, heard it here first. Hashtag ScoopsKeith. Pristine reporting track record, and now it is being reported.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know if it's going to save their season, but I agree with the move.